right here at Sharp Passes Gallery. 4:07 in the afternoon, 89 degrees out there. Looks like summer has arrived. And who do we have here today with us? Margie Blaylock from over there with the 96 Festival of Stars.
Woo-hoo!
How you doing today, Margie?
I'm doing great. This is our fourth annual Festival of Stars, and we have over 20,000 people expected to arrive in the
20,000.
Yeah, in the big town of 96.
That's huge.
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 Huge. 10 times our population.
You know, I was thinking back to the original Festival of Stars, the very first year, I think. What did you want, $1 from everybody? Is that what was, did I remember correctly?
Yeah, because there's 20,000 people, and it takes approximately 20,000 plus now because it's gotten so big. But that first year, about $20,000 to put it on.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you
everybody can give a buck, we're good.
And, you know, you had people from out of town sending in contributions and everything to make it happen. I mean, that
yeah.
I was just thinking of that very first year when
the very first year, Ann, we asked for 96 people to give $96. And our first 96, other than our mayor,
okay.
came from Texas, someone who was raised in 96. Keith Hill was his name, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool, that 90. Okay, it was $96, yes.
Right, that very first year.
That's what I was talking about, the very first year when... You said we're going to pick up the challenge here when Piedmont Tech gave up the boat.
Right. And the fireworks average anywhere between $9,600, ironically, $9,600 and $11,000, $1,200, including insurance and everything. So we said, well, if we have 96 people to give $96, that's over $9,000. So it'll almost be paid for.
Right.
So that worked that first year. And we still have people who send us $96. So we are just so appreciative of that.
Absolutely.
Keeping it going.
Yeah. So this is the fourth year, and it has just grown. I mean, last year was a good year, but this year sounds like it's going to be even bigger, Margie.
It is just awesome. We don't even really have to go out and recruit vendors. We're having to turn some vendors away because everybody, as a matter of fact, today, Joan Walker, who's with us also today, we got a phone call while we were at the visitor center today and going, you know, I just keep hearing this is the best festival in South Carolina to come to. And we were even featured in South Carolina Living.
How about that?
Last week. So
how about
they
that?
Only feature five. They put a calendar of events for all of them,
mm-hmm.
but they feature five of them, and we were one of the five chosen. And that is a huge honor for South
what do you
Carolina
think that,
Living.
Why do you think that is, Margie? Why? What makes it such a good festival?
It's good old-fashioned family fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making memories. We're not, you know, we're not just shooting fireworks. These are family. It's a wholesome, good family, no alcohol, what a lot of people in the South like.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think one of
getting back to the basics.
Well, you know, and having a parade.
Yeah.
Having a parade.
A patriotic parade, no entry fee. Anybody can enter. We're having, if it has wheels, you can decorate it, and we're having contests. Bicycles,
I can
wagons.
Bring my red wagon then? Is
yeah,
that what you're telling
wagon.
Me? Yes.
Exactly. Golf carts, wagons, bicycles, motorcycles, baby strollers, big wheels,
yes.
big wheels. People decorate big wheels. The kids do. It's awesome. And we tell everybody to wear red, white, and blue.
So if you really want a fun weekend, opening night, of course, is Friday night, June 29th, and then Saturday is the big day. Now, the only issue I have is it's not on July 4th.
Right. Well, what we thought is, you know, the first year it was a one-day event.
Mm-hmm.
The second year it grew into a two-day event. And during the 4th of July, most everybody who works, and most everybody around here does, you have one day off to
right.
spend with July, you know, with your family on July 4th. So we always do it the weekend prior to. And with that being said, we've had people from New York call to book the state park to camp to have a family reunion, but they want it on the weekend of the Festival of Stars. So you have 2 days, packed fun. You don't have to worry about going to work the next day, the next day, Sunday. And the 4th of July, you get to spend how you want it, other than the festival,
mm-hmm.
with your family to relax and to celebrate America.
Parades and all this good stuff, you got to be in 96. It is amazing how it came from that first year to what it is today. And Margie, I know you have worked tirelessly on this to help make this a success.
Well, everybody has worked on it. The Chamber of Commerce, the town council, the residents. If you ride through 96, you should see the houses that are decorated. They're grooming their yards. It's a prideful thing that we're, you know, it's everybody, the pride is back in 96.
It's kind of like the football season. Kind of like the football season over there. There's
Ooh.
A lot of pride on football over there now.
Yeah, thanks.
yeah.
Go Wildcats.
There you go. You better make sure you're celebrating Wildcats if you live in 96, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely. So this is what's happening now. Joan is here. She's your silent partner here today.
Yeah, she threatened if I made her get on the radio that she would do bad things to me. Joan is one of our newest town council members, mm-hmm. and she's doing an awesome job at that. And she is also the chairperson for the festival. The festival has gotten so big, and I was, you know, previously the tourism director, and one person cannot do it. It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a town to have a festival. You know, so she is a festival chairperson, doing a fine job, and she has several members on there, and she's coordinating the volunteers. Stacy Jurgens with the Chamber of Commerce, even though it's a town event now, she's doing the parade, organizing that. So everybody's pitching in. We have people from the HDA, the Historic Development Association, the Historical Society, the Lions Club, the American Legion, business owners, Timmy Price with TP's Automotive. Every year he does boiled peanuts, and his proceeds go to the American Legion there in 96. So it's a community thing.
That's terrific. That really is.
It is awesome.
And then, of course, I understand the 96 National Historic Site has got their celebration in coordination with everything there.
They always have and probably always will coordinate things with us. Now, they are federally regulated, and they are a National Historic Site. Those of you in Greenwood County who are listening, if you don't know what that means, that we have a National Historic Site in Greenwood County, then you're missing the hidden gem of Greenwood County. But, yeah, they always do their own thing, but
right.
in coordination with us.
Sure. And actually, we'll just mention that they are going to celebrate America's 236
wow.
years. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That we have lasted this long, and we're still standing, folks. That's right. And it's 236 years this year. They'll be celebrating on June 30th from 10 until 4. They're going to have, they're going to have stuff going on. Reenactors will demonstrate a variety of skills, trades, games around the Black Swan Tavern. And you can even, it says, sign your name to the Declaration of Independence using a quill pen. How about that?
That's awesome. And another thing, out there at the cabin, they have the old Logan Log Cabin, and they have a beehive oven. Beehive oven. I get so excited, I need to slow down. But Karen Breesbo, who owns the Kynard House on the National Historic Registry there in 96, she's one of the living historians, because I used to call them reenactors, and now they prefer living historians. And Don and Brenda Bragg from Abbeville, they come over, and they cook. They clean. They speak the lingo, the language, you know. You know, who goes there? Well, hey, how you doing? How y'all doing? No, who goes there, you know. So it is really awesome.
When you look
all
at it that way,
at the fort.
When you look at it that way, and then you look the way English is today, what a change. And will we even recognize our language that we're speaking today 20 years
yeah.
with the way the kids and everything are smashing up the language?
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, it is, honey. But, yeah, they're going to be having a great time over there. That'll be going on from 10 until 4. And it looks like they're going to have a guided one-mile trail to learn 96 revolutionary battles at 10 o'clock and at 2 o'clock. And it says at noon, hear about the forgotten men, loyalists in the Carolina backcountry.
Yeah, it's really very educational, but they make it fun. They don't make it, you know, the history can be boring, you
yeah.
know, if you're not a history buff. They make it fun. It's
well,
interactive. They allow you to ask questions, and they have the answers, and if they don't, they find the answers.
Sure. So
great.
I just did want to mention that, because that is going on over
yeah.
there in 96 on Saturday, too. So we are here. We are here with Margie Blaylock. We're here with Joan Walker. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about all the events that are going to be going on. Well, Friday night it starts out. Saturday is the big day. And, of course, at 9:45, the fireworks begin.
Woo-hoo.
So you don't want to miss this. And if you haven't made your plans for this weekend, you better make them for this. And if you have made your plans for this weekend, you better change them. There you go.
There
hey, we'll be
go.
Right back. Don't you go away.
Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Right, we are right here at Sharp Passes Gallery. We want you to make sure that you put down 96 Festival of Stars this Friday night and Saturday night. Of course, Saturday is the big day. Now, of course, Friday night, they're going to have their opening ceremony. The radio band is going to be playing. They're also going to have a flag retirement ceremony, and then the radio band comes back on, and that's all takes place on Friday night, right?
That is correct. We have a ribbon-cutting ceremony every year. The mayor welcomes everyone, cuts the ribbon. We introduce our beauty queens. We had a Miss Festival of Stars pageant last month, and it was a huge success. We have some beautiful girls representing 96 Well, and we also have the flag retirement ceremony, which Daryl Lukey from the U.S. Marine Corps and Boy Scout Troop 53 will be doing the honors for that. And that is a very emotional, very reverend event. And if you've never seen it, I had never seen it until the Festival of Stars started, and it is awesome. It is awesome.
And, you know, that is one of the great things about it. It's great to party, shall we say, and have a good time, but there is a very important part
exactly.
to remember our veterans and to remember those that are serving now, because we wouldn't have made it 236 years without our military protecting us. There's been so many times where we have been under attack. So the fact that our military is present and there to be part, because in the parade, that we're going to have the parade, and then the 246 Army Band is going to be here. How did you score that? I want to know.
Well, Dr. Mark Peterson, who is our superintendent for School District 52, he actually worked with one of the military personnel at one of the former schools where he worked. And they got together last year, and they came down on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And they were so good, and they were so awesome, and so patriotic, and funny. I mean, you know, they have fun, and it's
right.
very interactive. So that's why we decided to have them as our main event this year. And the one opening for them is Karen Lewis, backed by popular demand. She is a 96 native, and she's recently released a CD, and she is going to be opening backed by popular demand. She's awesome. She does country. She does gospel. She does it all.
Cool. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, what time will the band be playing on Saturday then? They are playing on Saturday, what, 8?
Well, we have live music from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Right.
Well, till 9:45 when the fireworks start. The main event will start at 8 o'clock. Karen yeah. goes on at 7, from 7 to 8, and then from 8 o'clock until the fireworks is the U.S. 246th Army Band.
Well, that, you know what, if you miss that, you are really missing out on a treat, because there is nothing like a good Army Band to really get you in the mood for all the things and make you
That's
realize
right.
all the things that we are so blessed to have in
and
our country.
And a lot
country.
Of people say, the Army Band, military people do that? You just don't know. You have got to come and see it. Bring your lawn chair, bring your sunscreen, bring your towels, your blankets, whatever you want to sit on, and it's a free concert.
Now, where exactly is the concert? Is it
town
in the
park? The main
park.
Stage is in the town park. Now, what we're doing is the street dance the night before on Friday night that we were talking about where the radio band's going to be, we have five or six sponsors that made that possible. We have Southern Heritage T-shirts, Mary Ann Smith, Nationwide Insurance, CDs, concessions, TP's Automotive and the Price Boys, Brewster's Ice Cream, and Mike's Toys.
Wow.
They are the ones who made it possible for the radio band to come. The radio band, you know, every time we say we need a band for Friday night, something with beach music or cover songs or all different kinds of things, you would not believe how many people on Facebook said, radio band. That's what we kept hearing. So guess what?
The radio band.
You asked for it, you got it. So, yeah, that's what we're
going to
do.
Well, that's good. Now, the radio band, will they be on the main stage, too, or are you doing that in Uptown? Or
they are featured Friday night, and that's who's going to play Friday night, and that will be the
But, I mean, where will they be playing?
They will be at the gazebo.
Okay,
now, the
that's
street
what I
dance, Okay, got you. Street dance is at the gazebo near Town Hall on the square. We don't really have a square, but we call it the square, and we're going to have, you know, food, fun, and a lot of entertainment. A lot of people get out and dance. They shag, they dance, they have a lot of fun. And the radio band's very interactive, too, with the crowd. And we usually have anywhere from 800 to 1,200 people, but I know there's going to be more this year. Because Facebook, I'm going to tell you, social media rocks.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to bring that up. Now, you have your own Facebook page. What's the Facebook page called?
It's all spelled out.
Right.
No numbers in it. It's Town Of is the first name with no spaces, and then a space, 96 spelled out. No hyphen in the middle. Town Of 96. If you're not a friend, friend us.
Absolutely, because there's a lot of good information coming out of there. And, of course, this
some
is
awesome
going to be
pictures,
huge.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You always do a great job, and everybody does contributing to that. So we've got that Friday night, Saturday. Now, the parade. We've talked a little bit about the parade. You've said that there is no entry free. Anybody can sign up to be part of the parade. But aren't the veterans, aren't you going to have some veterans and marching in the parade?
And well, they are our grand marshals.
Okay.
And the Model A Club with Sue and Warren Reynolds as president, well, Warren's the president of the Model A Club in Greenwood, they are going to provide the cars for the older veterans.
Wow.
So it's going to be beautiful. And we're also periodically going to stop in the parade for a moment of silence. The DAV, Disabled American Veterans, are donating 1,000 flags for us to wave, for the spectators to wave as the veterans come through.
That's huge. That's huge.
It is.
Now, where does the parade start and where does it end? What's the route?
Lineup will be behind the depot. And
right.
We'll take that little left, little short spot right beside the depot on Church Street, and then we're going to get on Main Street.
Left, left.
To the right,
left.
Yeah. But actually, this one's to the right. So we're going to take a ride onto Main Street, which is Highway 34. And we go down to Hardee's and take another right,
mm-hmm.
go past Temple Baptist Church, take a ride on State Street, and we disassemble at the Cheeseburger House. Cheeseburger House is our oldest business that's been in business, you know, the restaurant. So that's where we disassemble.
Okay. So you got to
disassemble a word, I think.
Disassemble,
so, yeah.
I guess so.
That's where we all fall out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We got it here. But that's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, used to be parades were such a big part of a 4th of July celebration. Mm-hmm. And they really, really, I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, you had Memorial Day, you had 4th of July, and, you know, I was a Girl Scout, and you had to march in the parade and everything. So.
Yeah, I saw you tying knots earlier.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I think it's really important to have a parade, and I'm so glad that y'all have picked up the tradition.
And I'm going to tell you, everybody gets involved, and our Christmas parade that Chamber puts on is awesome, wonderful, terrific. But it seems that more people participate in the 4th of July parade, well, the Independence Day parade.
Sure.
So, yeah.
It's an important time, and, you know, we just had 3 National Guard people killed over there in Afghanistan. I mean, that hits home here
in
South Carolina.
Upstate folks, yeah.
Yeah, it sure does. So make sure that you send out a little prayer and think of it. And while I'm talking about this, make sure you tune in tomorrow afternoon. We're going to have Colonel Taylor from the National Guard for the state will be here talking about benefits.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, benefits and programs that they are helping bring when the veterans come home. Also programs that help the families. So this is going to be a really good show tomorrow
that's
afternoon.
Important.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the South Carolina has come on strong with helping find jobs and help make things easier when they come home. You know, I don't want to get off on this subject, but
it's important.
You know, it is important.
And that's,
but,
well, that's why we're having this festival. It's to honor America and those who have served, are serving, and those who have not returned home.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing, when you look at the suicide rates that our veterans are coming home, they've had one a day for every day of this year.
I saw on the news, it's gone up 13%, too, in the last few years.
So that's not right, folks. We need to get that straight. So maybe we can get some help here tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5 right here on WCRS 1450 AM right here on your radio dial, or we're streaming to your computer or cell phone at Ann's Entertainment Vision. That's Ann's, A-N-N-E-S, entertainmentvision.com. So make sure if you'd like to stream it, do it there. And you can also check out our list of guests that will be on this week, as well as podcasts and videos. That's right. You guys are being videoed right now. You'll be on YouTube.
Ooh, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
Oh, you can always count on Margie for a little excitement here today, folks. And for those that do go back and watch the video, you should see she's all in red, white, and blue. Joan's here in red, white, and blue.
Oh, you can't forget this.
I love 96. So
my
she's
button.
Got the button on.
Uh-oh, it
just fell off. But anyways, we are here having a good time. Hey, if you've got a question for Margie or something you want to ask about, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. It is time for South Carolina news and then a word from our sponsors. So how about stay right with us? We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. effects. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're right back here at Shark Classic Gallery having a good time talking about this weekend. It's just Monday, and we're already talking about the weekend. It's going to make it a long week.
Well, I know, because we're at the anticipation. We've been working on this since for a whole year now, so we're excited.
Absolutely. Well, I am here with Margie Blaylock and her silent partner, Joan Walker. Wave at the camera there, Joan. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. All right. You will see it on the video. If you go to YouTube, you'll be able to see it. Actually, the easiest way to see it is go to our website, click on the calendar, and it'll come up, and you'll be able to go right to it or hear the audio like we do every day right here on WCRS. Well, let's see. We were talking about the radio band and what is happening Friday night. Saturday morning, we were talking about the parade, what happens there. Now, this sounds to me almost like a country fair type thing with all the things you have going, from the funnel cakes, the rides, ice cream, watermelon eating contest. I mean, tell us about these eating contests. Not only do they have hot dogs, but they have other things too.
Oh, yeah. The eating contest, you have a hot dog eating contest, a watermelon eating contest, and a whipped cream pie eating contest for all ages.
Yeah, and you divide it up by age group, is that?
That
if I'm
is
reading
correct.
It, looking at it correct. So you can be from 7 to 12, 13 to 17, and 18 and over.
Indeed.
So you can eat how many hot dogs in a minute and a half? That's how many hot dogs. How many hot dogs were eaten last year? Anybody remember?
I don't remember. Debbie Karen, Debbie and Dusty Karen.
Right.
They moved here from Georgia, and every year she's been over this, and she has done a phenomenal job, and she will again do it this year.
Okay.
So we are so excited. But, yeah, I think.
I mean, I just wondered
eight,
how many.
I know one year there was somebody who ate eight.
I was just wondering
eight,
how many.
That's hard to say.
How many hot dogs you could eat in a minute and a half. You know, Co-op-G, or whatever his name is, that it does the big eating contest, and then what is it? Joey Chestnut is a United States competitor, and he can eat 64, something like that, hot dogs in, what is it, 10 minutes or something?
That'll leave a mark.
It should.
And we want to thank, too, while you're talking about the hot dog eating contest, the Piggly Wiggly of 96 is helping to sponsor this
Absolutely,
event.
That's great.
And Food Line from South Greenwood with Jeremy Fuller is providing the watermelons.
The watermelons.
So, see, this is not just people from 96. This is people from all over.
Now, the watermelon, I understand that you have to put your hands behind your back and just eat a piece of watermelon, one piece, with just your mouth. So
the kids are the funniest to watch. I love that.
You know, my dog Gracie, you know, the big Weimaraner you saw earlier when you came here, she loves watermelon. Do you have a category for dogs?
Oh, wow. I don't think I'd be the one to tie her paws behind her back, though.
She doesn't use them. She just uses them out. Yeah, she loves watermelon, but then of course, the whipped cream pies, and everybody should get involved. Now, is there a charge for going to do the eating contest?
No, ma'am.
No charge?
No charge. All the activities are free.
Wow.
The only thing you have to pay for are rides, and that'll be, you know, you'll have a band on your arm that you can ride all day. That's one thing we haven't talked about yet. We moved from inflatables to mechanical rides.
Okay.
Huge.
So what does that mean as far as mechanical rides?
We're going to have the little TC choppers, the little helicopters for the kids, you know, when you take pictures of your babies, not babies, but toddlers on up. And we have them for all year, you know, all ages. We've got the rapid slide, the turbo tubes, TC's choppers, the swings, which all kids love. I used to love that. And a ride called
Like you still don't love it?
Well, the seats got smaller. The swings got smaller. The swings got smaller.
I know. It's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I love to watch and take pictures now. So.
Yeah. But how about any riding bull or, you know, mechanical bull,
but we do have the helicopter ride back.
Yeah, that's right.
Very popular.
So you can get in the helicopter and take a ride all around Lake Greenwood?
Well, they take you by the lake, over the lake, around the town, and... Yeah, it's awesome, and it's back by popular demand. We thought about not having it, and People wouldn't have that.
So,
no, it's back.
It's back.
It'll
okay.
Be back, yeah.
Now, there is a charge for that, somewhere around $30, roughly. I'm not sure exactly what
the price. Yeah,
approximately
$25.30. I'm not sure because of fuel costs. That will affect it. But it's really awesome, and a percentage of that goes to the town. So we're excited.
Absolutely.
So come out and support the festival.
Now, one of the things that you wanted to make sure that we got out there is the some of the different barbecues and everything are donating some of their profits to certain groups.
Well, the Shriners of Greenwood are working together with our fire department, and they're selling barbecue plates at the new fire station, which is right beside the park on the corner. It's a beautiful facility, and the firemen and their wives, along with the Shriners, are selling barbecue plates to help raise money for that. We also have CD's Barbecue and Bob Jennings coming. And but, you know, the ones that's really helping with the fire department is going to be the Shriners, yeah.
So.
And water balls. We got to talk about the water balls.
I know. What is this water ball thing you're talking about, Angie?
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me, Margie.
That's okay. Everybody calls me Angie or Margaret or Hey You, so I'm okay. I answered.
You did.
Well, then that's a funny story because I had three of my best friends in high school were Angie, and, you know, they all hung out together, so, of course, I just answered Angie,
Angie
too.
Okay.
But the water balls, if you can just close your eyes and picture this, there's a big square blow-up pool
mm-hmm.
with 7,500 gallons of water, and there's this clear hamster ball, human size, that you get in and you walk on water. You don't get wet. You just walk on the water. Now, you might get wet, but it is hilarious. It's fun. Everybody out there who is computer literate, go to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Google water balls. Hilarious. And also the guy is bringing some more. They're called the Get Even Balls, the
yes.
human hamster balls that you're going to – you can do it on the grass where you can run into people like sumo wrestlers and things, but you're inside of a ball. So that's something new, and we're excited about that.
So you might not want to wear a skirt.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I didn't think about that, Ann. You threw me off, and I'm like, all these visions going through. No, do not wear a skirt if you plan to do the water ball.
Just thought I'd bring that up. There we go. All right. Well, you know, we're talking about a really, really, really fun event. It is the 96th Festival of Stars. It is this Friday evening, and Saturday, of course, is the main event. Starts at really 10 o'clock in the morning with the parade. From that, we have entertainment. They have singing. They have people on the stage all afternoon. Gosh, it's just going to be so much fun. You don't want to miss out on it. The 9-246 U.S. Army Band starts at 8 o'clock, and then at 9:45-ish is when you get ready for the fireworks. So what else can you tell us about this great event?
Well, we're having food, rides, food. Food.
You sound like a broken record. Is there something wrong?
Funnel cakes.
Yeah.
The 96th High School award-winning Marching Wildcats. They'll be the only ones selling cotton candy and popcorn. They'll be going through the crowd.
Right.
Doing that, so that's what they wanted to do. The Chamber of Commerce will be selling watermelon slices. Doris's Greenhouse will be there selling plants. The Lakeland's Master Gardeners will be there selling plants. The Butterfly Guy will be well, it's not Butterfly Guy. What's it called, Joan? In a Flutter. Beautiful butterflies, wild and exotic bugs and all that are preserved. That was one of our biggest vendors last year. It's awesome, so they'll be back.
Wow. So there is something for everyone when it comes to this event.
And I cannot mention the Festival of Stars without mentioning, again, Teepee's Automotive. They bring the big 18-wheeler John Deere. Everything's painted in John Deere,
okay.
Yellow and green. The 18-wheeler, the tractor, the bicycles, all that. They have the tractors. Everything's John Deere, and it's really awesome. And they also will be selling boiled peanuts that day as well, and those proceeds will also go to the American Legion. So when you buy the boiled peanuts, you're supporting the American Legion and our veterans, so remember that.
Absolutely. That's terrific. Hey, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors when we come back. I'm sure there's something we've missed that we'll be talking about, so don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes. My cycle hums.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime. From Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days.
right back here at Sharp Fastest Gallery. We have the one and only Margie Blaylock with us here today.
Yeah, one and only. The world couldn't handle two.
She is wound up today. She's looking over all this information that we have across the table here. There is so much going on. We want to make sure we don't forget anything. But I understand you're even having a cornhole tournament.
Yeah. Back when I was a teenager, they had horseshoe.
Right.
Pitching contests and tournaments and all. And now cornhole is the big thing sweeping the country. And Robert Shingler, our chief of police, will be having a cornhole tournament at 3 p.m. Over beside the park where his mobile unit will be.
Okay, so we've got a cornhole tournament. Now, what else do we have? We have some other things going on, too.
Friday, we are accepting cakes for a cake tasting competition. Our First Lady, Marlene Turner, the mayor's wife, is initiating this, and cakes for the judging contest will be dropped off at the visitor center between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Friday, and the judges will judge them then. The next day, Saturday, our big day, under the picnic shelter, the little pavilion there at the park, at 4:30 there will be a cake walk to raise money for the festival as well. So that's something we're excited about as well. And the COPS, C-O-P-S, which stands for Concerns of Police Survivors, will be represented at the festival, as well as Paul's and Mercedes and those over in Lawrence County are coming over, and she just is awesome when it comes to animals. The Blood Connection will be there. You can donate blood in honor or in memory of someone, and the 96th Police Department is going to be set up in the field across from the park on Cross Street. So if anybody needs help or assistance or anything, the fire department will be there to help. The police department will be there to help. Make sure everybody's hydrated. You know, drink a lot of water, a lot
and
of Gatorade.
And you said a good thing would be to bring dollar bills to be able to make
so,
it easy.
So the vendors don't have to make so much change. Yeah, and a lot of things will be able to, you know, use the dollar bills. That'll really help. But if you don't have the dollar bills and you can't get to the bank or the bank's closed by Friday by the time you come to 96, we have an ATM machine at SunTrust Bank and at Palmetto Bank.
So you'll be able to get
town.
That done. Yeah. Now, I think with 20,000 people coming into town,
ooh,
one
say
of the
that again. That sounds
20,000
so
people, that one of the things that you're going to be concerned about, I'm sure that people coming in will be the parking.
Mm, got now, it under control.
Well, how does that work, Aunt?
Chief Robert Shingler and the officers at the 96th Police Department have handled it every year. We've not had a problem. The first year was kind of, you know, oh, what do? He's got it under control. There's parking all over. I mean, you know, people park on both sides of town, down near Dollar General. Las Cascadas is going to have something going on there, all the way down to TP's Automotive that way. You can't park in the J.C. Boozer complex, the baseball complex, because of the fireworks. That's where they're shooting those from. The handicap parking is going to be at Temple Baptist Church, as always. Please, if you do not need to use handicap, don't use someone else's handicap parking permit. But we have handicap parking over in Temple Baptist, and it's easily accessible to the park right beside the park. And, John, we're going to have a shuttle this year that's going to take people from where to where? From the handicap people. She's whispering.
She doesn't talk on the radio.
She has microphone fright, stage fright. There's going to be a little shuttle, which is like a golf cart or something, and we're going to take people from the handicap parking space up to where the stage area is. So bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets, bring your towels, bring your sunscreen. Make sure you're hydrated.
Absolutely. So now, will you also have parking in a field? Didn't you have parking in the past in a big field?
We do. Oh, thank you for reminding me of that. That is.
I've been there. Yeah.
One of our biggest supporters is the Talbert family. Mary Jo and Joe Lincoln Talbert and Tom Talbert, and they own the land that is parallel to the park and adjacent to the park, and each year they allow us to park there. So, yes, there's plenty of parking there, and Justice Builders is providing all of the porta-potties and everything, so we don't want to forget them, and it's just going to be an awesome time. Go ahead and make plans. Go ahead, ladies, lay out your red, white, and blue to wear this weekend.
Yes, and looks like the weather's going to be pretty darn good. Friday, we're talking about a high of 100, low of 73. That'll be Friday night. That'll be perfect. And Saturday looks like partly sunny skies with a high of 100 but a low of 72. Chance of rain looks like only 20%, so you can't beat that weather.
We can handle that.
Absolutely.
We can handle that. Rain or shine, we're having it, though. There's not a rain date.
So.
And if I can I run over the sponsors for this year's festival? Of course, people give money and everything. This is anybody who's given $250 or more to help this festival take place. TP's Automotive and the Price Boys of 96, Marianne Smith, Nationwide Insurance Agency of Greenwood, 3D Concessions, Southern Heritage T-Shirts of Evans, Georgia. Georgia is supporting our event. Brewster's Real Ice Cream of Greenwood, Mike's Toys of Lawrence, Greenwood County, the City of Greenwood, the Town of 96, the 96 Chamber of Commerce, Fuji Fam, thank you, Lisa Emily, Gene Hancock, thank you, CPW, Justice Builders for our porta potties and cutting our field for the parking area. So, yes, parking's not a problem.
Parking's not a problem.
And traffic's not going to be a problem.
Sure. So regardless of what time you want to come, or, you know, I think some people probably would come early, be part of the parade, stay for a while, and then need to take a break and come back later in the afternoon, mm-hmm. that won't be any problem,
no problem.
At all.
So, go and come back, yeah. And Friday night we're also having the mechanical rides at the park, mm-hmm. even though the street dance is at the gazebo uptown, the kids can still ride the rides Friday night.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a real laid-back type of event. You know, I think for family-oriented, it's not, you don't feel this, got to hurry and get through stuff. You can just spend your time.
We want it to grow. We want to have 20,000-plus people there. But we want them to come because we are like Mayberry. It's a good old-fashioned family event.
Absolutely. And to be written up in, what was the magazine?
South Carolina Living.
South Carolina
all
Living.
All the electric co-ops in South Carolina, and it is a very prestigious magazine. And
well, to be
we
written up in that, you know what? You will be swamped over there.
And they contacted us, which is so awesome. They
right.
contacted us because they had heard about us. And that rocks. I mean, it's great.
Well, it certainly is, Margie. And, you know, I know a lot of work and a lot of planning. But, of course, we have to say that the volunteers also make this happen, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Patsy Manley, Leroy Chrisley, Linda Cartwright, Roy and Joan Walker, which, you know, of course, she's a council person. But, I mean, you know, Debbie and Dusty Karen, Ed and Diane Quinn, Stacy and Kenneth Jurgens. The list goes on and on.
I mean,
on
is
on
it the whole town
on.
Of 96?
Anybody. Well, not just 96. 96, Greenwood, Saluda, Lawrence, Clinton. We have people from all over coming to help and volunteer.
Well, that's terrific because volunteers are what make it happen. I mean, you can have your project leaders, you can have all this type of stuff, but without good volunteers, it really makes it tough.
And the volunteer, you know, you can't fire a volunteer, of course. So, but they're there because they want to be there.
Exactly.
They don't have to be there.
It's not
they
a job.
Yeah, it's not a job. It's an adventure.
No. It's an adventure.
Oh, that's
getting carried away
that's
here.
Copyrighted. I can't use that. No, it's an experience.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate all of those and the volunteers. They make it possible.
They certainly do. So if you haven't put this on your calendar for this weekend, you need to put it on the calendar for this weekend. Starts Friday around 7 o'clock, kicks back up at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning with the Patriotic Star Spangled Parade. Everybody is invited. It's not too late to get in. All you got to do is show up. Am I right on
that's
that?
That's right. Show up.
Show up for the parade. Now, what time should they be there if they're going to be in the parade? The parade starts at 10.
Yeah, we're going to be lining up about 9:15 behind the depot. Now, we do recommend that you go to the visitor center and fill out one of the forms, but if not, you can just show up.
Okay.
And decorate anything that has wheels. Wear red, white, and blue. We have, you know, fascinators, hats. You can decorate that and wear them. You know, make it colorful. You know, we say red,
the more
white,
outrageous,
and blue.
The better.
Well, and
there
course,
you go.
And you're the expert. You're the expert. Yeah, you red, white, and blue. You can accent it with gold or silver or whatever. Make it big. Make it colorful. Make it patriotic. Make it fun.
Absolutely. And, of course, if you're going on Saturday, make sure you wear some red, white, and blue, not just for the parade, but
all
you love
day.
To see red, white, and blue all across. And I'm sure during the day, Margie, you'll even be updating on Facebook with some good pictures and stuff. Will you be doing that?
Oh, yeah, we will, of course. Social media rocks, like I said. Yeah.
So you'll be able to know more about what's going on. If you don't get there, if you're running behind, always check out the Facebook page is?
Town of 96,
yes.
All spelled out, no hyphens.
Okay, so Town of 96.
Friend us.
Yes, friend them. Make sure you know what's going on. They have lots of things going on. If you have a question or want to find out more about what's going on, was 543-3396 for 3396. Okay. All right. Isn't that amazing? Who put this all together? But rides for the kids, helicopter rides, those big balls, the water balls that they've been talking about, they have thought of everything this year to make it huger than ever.
Bigger and better and fun, 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 food, food, food.
What was that again,
fun,
Margie?
Fun, 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 food, food, food.
Yeah, Margie's into the food over here.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is for sure. And don't forget the eating.
Hey, we
eating
live in the South. We've got to eat no matter what, right?
Absolutely. The eating contests that are going on, those are going to be a lot of fun. And those are in, at, what, 3:30 or 1 to 3? Is that right?
1 to 3 is the food eating contest.
So
yes.
if you want to laugh and want to get some good pictures, that would be excellent. And, of course, they're going to have the cakewalk. Now, are you going to be able to taste these cakes that people are making?
No, the judges will judge that Friday night.
Okay.
But the cakewalks, you know, what they're going to do is, to my understanding, they're going to cut the cakes in half.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be doing the cakewalks.
Okay. All right. So when that's
under the pavilion, the picnic shelter at the park.
Okay. All right. So these are all the things going on. You know it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't miss out on it. It may seem like it's implausible that the town of 96 could do such a wonderful event, but in 4 years, you, as you said, it rocks.
Well, it's a memory maker. It's not just fireworks. This is something your children, grandchildren will remember.
Absolutely. And, of course, the fireworks start 9:30, quarter to 10. But all day long, it's starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Great stuff. And, of course, Friday night, the radio band will be there. They'll have a flag retirement ceremony. It's a very patriotic time. And don't forget about the 96 Historic Site. They will be coordinating activities out there, too, on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm sure glad you came out here today. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for asking us.
Absolutely.
As always, you always support us, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. It looks like happy hour will be starting in approximately 7 or 8 minutes. I'll be back. Don't you go away.